despite the challenges, a California dairy farmer carries on. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Balanced GT. High soybean yields coupled with effective weed control, that's the potential of the Balanced GT soybean performance system. Learn more at balancedgtsoybeans.com. On today's program, we'll visit with a dairy farmer from Southern California about his operation and some of the challenges he faces there. More after this. At the recent Animal Agriculture Alliance Summit in Kansas City, we visited with Brad Scott of Scott Brothers Dairy Farms, an 1,100-cow dairy operation in Southern California near San Jacinto.
Well, I'm a fourth-generation dairy farmer. My great-grandfather came to Southern California in 1913, so currently we're milking cows in San Jacinto and also farm around 700 acres. I'm actively involved there with my older brother Bruce and my father Stan, and along with actually milking cows in Chino, we have our own milk processing facility. We do everything fluid, and then we do a lot of culture products. We do sour creams and ice cream mixes, and then also a lot of self-serve frozen yogurt mixes.
We'll talk about the dairy industry there in California, and you've been at it a while. People I've talked to in the past talk about, you know, the regulations in California and some of the challenges there. You face some of that?
Absolutely, Ken. There's a lot of regulations that are extremely challenging being in California. One thing is at least we did have a wet winter this year, which is great. But at the same time, even though we have the water, there's a lot of politics involved. You know, in certain areas there's still a drought, but it's a environmental and a regulatory caused drought. But at the same time, we have the issues of the overtime labor coming down. We have the methane reduction that we're being mandated by from the governor. So those are a couple of the big things on everyone's radar of, and of course with the lower milk prices and the higher cost of production being on the West Coast is very challenging for the California producers.
Labor, that's a big topic around the country. Is that a challenge for you there?
Yeah, absolutely, Ken. We're like everybody else. The challenges of getting labor, getting people who actually want to work in any form of agriculture, but the agriculture supply of labor is just not there. Construction has kind of got a little bit more strong again in our area, so people like to go to the construction area, but then when construction slows down, sometimes you see them come back to agriculture. But right now, we're really having a hard time maintaining an adequate labor force. This has kind of been something that even prior to the current administration, I think we saw it happen in our area ever since 9/11. Once the border started getting a little stronger as far as protection, you didn't see the flow of immigrants going as easy. So it didn't just happen here recently. This has been something that's been happening for several years. It's just gotten worse now.
San Jacinto, California dairy farmer Brad Scott. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.